Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, I really like it when I see an old name from California kind of seemingly get revived. And I'm never quite sure what's behind it, but wineries certainly do change hands out there. And a winery that could be underperforming in one decade can come back and really resurge. And such a case may very well be Rodney Strong.
I couldn't agree more. I've had these wines on and off for years, found them always to be of decent quality.
Sure, yeah.
And relatively good price points. But in the last couple of years, I think they've really taken it up another level or two. They're still not going to be what you would call expensive wines by any stretch of the imagination. So they're delivering really good value. What I found across the portfolio was that and I tasted five, they were all delightfully understated.
Mm-hmm.
And by that, I meant the textures were all, you know, very precise. In the case of the reds, they were all very sort of soft and round. The tannins were there, but there were no real harsh edges. The acidity levels were good, but they were not off the charts. So I would say there's a very deliberate thing going on here to focus on well-structured wines.
And how about varietal character?
The varietal characters were all pretty much textbook. So, I mean, I think this is a great label that you can rely on if you're just looking
for
something which is going to be dead on the style, going to give you some nice, decent complexity at a pretty good price point. Starting off, I had the 2012 Russian River Pinot Noir. Solid performer, you know, spice and cherry with nice, soft, and well-rounded flavors. It's not what I would call overly complex, but it's just all dialed in and it's all right there. And at about $23 a bottle, it's not going to set you back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty good. What I kind of really liked, I thought this one was a very, very pleasing wine, is their Charlotte's Home Northern Sonoma Sauvignon Blanc from the 2013 vintage. This is just nice. Melon. A little bit of citrus, some good acidity, straightforward, $16, not going to hurt you at all. And I happen to like that sort of slightly fruity flavor of Sauvignon Blanc.
Oh, so do I.
Now, moving up a level, they have a Chalk Hill Designate, which is an area in Sonoma, Chalk Hill Designated Sonoma Chardonnay from 2013. This is really lovely. You know, softly aromatic with notes of apple, spice, and vanilla with just this really nice, if there is such a word as a soft minerality, that's what it's evidencing. And it's just got nicely layered, very elegant. It's got a good finesse, and at $19 a bottle, it's not hurting.
Wow, because Chalk Hill is a very privileged appellation for Chardonnay.
It really is, and I thought that was probably the best value. There's a nice Alexander Valley Cabernet, which is sort of plump in its own way with little herbs as well as plum flavors with a little bit of black cherry. It's sort of softly expressive. That's that theme that keeps coming back with them. And again, it's a $19 bottle of wine, so just terrific value. Now, the one from the red side that I thought was terrific, and you're going to like this, is their Knotty Vines, Northern Sonoma County Zinfandel. This is wonderful. Ripe blackberry, briar, raspberry, spice, and dark chocolate flavors on a pretty full-bodied frame with a nice sort of rounded softness in the finish and some length. I thought that was dynamite, and that one's all of $20. So,
well,
you know what? It's awesome deal.
These sound like good deals and very reliable. We're going to put all of these on the website. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and you've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.